Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to this edition of SpartanCast. We are going to be talking with York College wrestler Greg Warner. Greg is went to Big Spring High School as a freshman, but Greg had a pretty busy couple of weeks. He has earned fifth place, which is an All-American, in 141 weight class at the NCAA Division III in Iowa. As I understand, the first in quite some time here at the college. So, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me here. And I think it was the first in 3 years, but the first under Dwayne Bastris as our head coach.
Okay. Let's talk about the NCAA experience. We might as well get it right off the top. Is this when you started your season? We came in your freshman year. Did you expect that you were? Was that a goal for you to wrestle in the NCAAs?
I mean, it was definitely a goal, but I never expected it, especially in the beginning of the year, because the first semester I started out 8-8, so I really didn't have that good of a record. But then in our midseason meeting. We all have them. With Coach Bastris, he just told me that I have the potential, and I started to believe in myself. And after that, that's whenever things took off. I went on a 12-match win streak, and then ended the second semester. I went 22-4. So
was it a confidence thing? Do you think?
Yeah, I think that it was a lot to do with confidence, because once I started to believe in myself, I just went out and wrestled and had a lot more fun doing it.
What was the difference between wrestling in high school, obviously you wrestled in high school, to wrestling at the collegiate level?
I would say I had to get a lot better on my feet, like wrestling from the neutral position, because I got away with my style of wrestling in high school, just being able to fend off shots and stuff. But in college, I had to really change my offense on my feet and actually start to shoot and stuff. And Dwayne helped me a lot with that. And Ryan Flynn, our 133-pounder, he's really good on his feet. So that definitely helped me too.
All right. So when you're out in Iowa, you had a lot of work to do to get to Iowa. You said, 7 matches in just a couple of days in preliminaries and regionals?
Yeah.
Talk about the progression.
All right, well, at regionals, I made it to the quarterfinals and lost there to a kid that was an All-American, who I later beat in the national tournament. But I lost to him, so I had to win 4 straight matches at regionals. Came back, I beat a kid that I lost to earlier in the year here against Elizabethtown. So it was a long run, 7 matches, and then we got to have 2 weeks off, and then we started the national tournament.
And the national tournament, you had to wrestle again a lot of times in a very short period. How difficult is that?
I mean, it's pretty difficult. It's towards the end of the year. It's not as much as getting better in practice, because you already know the moves. It's a lot of recovery. That's the main thing that coaches stress towards the end. That 2 weeks off, we had probably 45-minute practices every day, and just got in, did some conditioning, and got out. And the biggest thing was to just recover our bodies and just stay fresh.
And you were not the only wrestler from York that went to the NCAAs. Did that help having other teammates there?
Definitely. Flynn and Big Mike have. They're great role models to have, and they're both upperclassmen, so they're both great kids, and they really not let me get too worked up and too anxious, I guess.
All right, let's talk about your high school career. Have you always been a wrestler, or was that something that you picked up late? Did you start real young? I mean, I've talked with some students, York College athletes who have played baseball or played softball or played lacrosse almost all their lives. Has been that way for you too?
Yeah, definitely. I have 2 older brothers, so they both wrestled. They've always been my mentors in it, and so I pretty much started wrestling as soon as I really could.
And wrestled all through high school?
Yeah, I also played baseball all the way up through until college. I stopped.
So when you do two sports, do you concentrate on one, or do you just, when it's that season, you do that, and when it's the other season, you do the baseball?
Yeah, I more or less just, like, did baseball because I liked it a lot. I spent all my time wrestling, though, and that's what I trained for all the time in high school, so I definitely put in more work to wrestling.
Okay, you're going to school in Big Spring. Why did you choose to come to York?
Well, the head field hockey coach here is from Big Spring also, so and we actually play in a co-ed softball league together. So she was on my team, and she asked me if it would be all right if she gave Dwayne Bastris my number. And I said that was fine, and he talked to me, and then it just went on from there. And my one friend, Chad Wickard, who wrestled last year, he went here. So I sort of have been here and visited and stuff, and I really liked it.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about being on campus here at the college?
I mean, I like that it's a small school. Everyone, you pretty much know everyone, so that's like, it's a lot better, I feel, than being at like a Penn State where you don't know half the people you go to school with. I sort of like the feeling of the small school.
What are you studying?
Sports management.
Okay. So you're getting to also, when you're at an event, you're getting to see what goes on in the world, which is good. Do you like that mixing of your sport as well as what you can do academically?
Definitely. Like this weekend, I realized I saw the NCAA people running the event, and I thought like, wow, that could be really cool to do someday.
All right. So now that your freshman year is done, what are you thinking about as you move forward? Do you set goals for yourself every single year? I'm gonna do this. You've been to the NCAAs as a freshman. That's kind of a lofty goal. Or do you say to yourself, okay, we'll want to go back and maybe finish higher? Is that how
definitely.
You think?
I mean, this whole off season, I've been like, I was there. I witnessed the finals and stuff, and it was down to one mat for the finals. They were up on a stage. I mean, getting to experience that is something that'll make me work for it. And definitely my goal now is to try to win a national title.
What do you do different? Do you do anything different?
I'd say I just always keep confident and keep believing in myself and just keep working hard. I definitely need to work on my feet still and get stronger. So a lot of time is going to be spent in the weight room this summer. And I think that'll really help. And then just keep working hard in the practice room next year.
All right, Greg Warner from Big Spring High School, wrestler here, freshman at York College of Pennsylvania. Congratulations on your fifth in the NCAAs.
Thank you.
And we wish you best of luck next season.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!